Fresh FM app on your Android phone, tablet to listen to Fresh FM
anywhere in the world.
To download, go to Google Play Store and App Store. Search for Fresh FM Nigeria. Select the icon, tap, and install for free. Follow the on-screen instructions, complete the installation, and get our content anywhere under the sun in real time. The Fresh FM radio app is all in one. You can listen live, watch us live, see our Facebook, Twitter, Instagram posts, and news updates. The Fresh FM Nigeria mobile app can be downloaded on Android and iOS. As you use the Fresh FM app, review and rate our app. We're available 24/7 for more updates. Thank you for choosing Fresh as the best with Oakrest.
This is Fresh 107.9, where we keep you fresh all day.
Fresh 107.9 FM la be oluma won gbo loke lala e gbalawa ilu abe okuta.
Fumi Adams with that beautiful one there calls that one Nigeria, my beloved country. Nigeria, my beloved country. And with that one, we say welcome to the show. It is the platform on Nigeria's number one radio station on Fresh 107.9 FM at Abeokuta. And yes, we're going to be talking about the off-cycle election, the post-off-cycle election. There's been all sorts of, controversy. But to many who don't know that Nigeria, Nigeria returned to democracy in 1999 after the general elections were held across the country to vote political leaders into various political offices. But there are also off-season elections. Just recently, former President Goodluck Jonathan called for an end to off-cycle election. And the off-cycle election, I heard someone called it the Biko. Talk about Bayelsa, Imo, and Kogi State. And what we're going to be talking about, we're going to be reviewing the off-cycle election. What happened? What did not happen? What played out? But before we start off on the show, I have two great individuals right here. One is a very, very popular one right here on this station. And the other one, this is my first time of meeting him. Okay, so right about now, we have Ustaz. Ustaz, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Binga, and listeners at home.
And we also have...
You'll get to know me, Fato. Don't worry.
I really wish to know him.
You'll get to
know him. I also have Honorable Olufatoke right here in the building. Good morning.
Good morning. Funny that you are meeting me for the first time.
I'm just meeting you for the first time.
I've been on even this station for, I can't count numbers, over 10 times.
Oh, so over 10 times. Okay. All right, but let's start the show. Remember, it is the platform, and right about now, we'll try as much as possible to connect with a reporter in person of Kingsley Onwuka. Okay, he's in Imo State, and to also give us his own view of things, because he was on the field during the off-cycle election that happened over the weekend. Right about now, but before, we're trying as much as possible to get in touch with Kingsley Onwuka from Imo State, but the network is starting to have issues. But let's make do with what we have right now. We have Honorable Fatake right here in the studio, and Ustaz also here. But let's start with you, just like what I said, I'll start with you, Honorable. The off-cycle elections, what did you notice? How would you assess it?
Thank you very much. The elections that just carried out in three states, Imo, Bayelsa, and Kogi, that's not different from the immediate past elections held in this country. You know, if you look at it critically, the canker worm in the process of conducting elections is still there. Vote buying, thuggery, manipulation, if possible, if you can say that, then inability of those that failed to really accept defeat.
Okay.
You know, it has been the current incident in Nigeria politics.
Okay.
So generally, that's not different.
Mm. Apologies. Right about now, we have Kingsley Onwuka from Imo State. He's joined us via telephone. Kingsley, good morning. Hello, Kingsley. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Yeah, Kingsley, good morning. So, Kingsley, tell us, where are you?
Okay, I'm actually back to my base, but I covered the Imo State election.
Okay, the Imo State election. So tell us, give us a first-hand information. What was your observation of the election in Imo State, and also what stood out for you?
All right, on Saturday, the thing that really happened is that the Olu Zone, especially because Olu Zone have about 12 local government under it. So I started my trip from Ikeduru, where the PDP governorship candidate, his local government.
Okay.
Even when I went to his own polling unit, there were a lot of voter apathy. Heading to Olu, same thing. I was shocked, as in, is people not aware that today is election?
Hmm.
So, roving those area, lot of voter apathy, but tens of security present, there were security present, there were patrol team, at least surrounding the area to ensure that people are safe.
Okay.
But the voter apathy I saw in that area especially, it was not encouraging.
Even the
PDP candidate, he complained and he was surprised that there are voter apathy.
Okay.
And we know before now, Imo State have experiencing insecurity, the issues of insecurity, and the normal Monday sit at home.
Yes.
So the red spotlight that people seems that and people will not turn up, which is Olu.
Hmm.
People really come out to Olu,
okay.
As in people came out to vote, but just vote. No cry, no issue of vote. But the report we got the PDP candidate. He was only pointing at Idiato North, Idiato South. Okay. And those areas are the areas that have boundary between Imo and Anambra.
State.
So he said, from their situation room, the only information they got, ballot buses were snatched and the people were denied to vote. But secondly, based on INEC arriving polling units on time, they did not. Some areas, INEC, they did not arrive at exactly, you know, they're supposed to arrive at least 7 to 8:30 for them to commence registration and voting. But in some area, we saw INEC arriving by 10. By 9:30. Some polling units at 11 have not seen any INEC officials. So these are what really happened. But rounding up the election, I have to come back to Owerri, and I went to around the Mekuku in Owerri North. Okay. I was surprised. I saw massive of voters. As I saw more than 500. And canopies, like four canopies, filled up this crowd. I was like, what is happening here? But fortunately, it was two polling units that was on that location. And secondly, the location, that polling unit is where the APGA candidate, which is Anthony Ejogu, that was where he was voting. But him, he was complaining of vote buying because he alleged that his uncle, who is also a stakeholder in APC, voted the same polling unit with him, that is all about vote buying. But he leave it for God to see.
There were rumors, because over the weekend, I think it was on Sunday morning, where we saw a video of some party agents beating another party agent, you know, during collation. And there were rumors that elections did not take place in certain local government areas, like the Osu, you know, Osu local government area. Can you confirm that?
Okay. At the end, the thing is that you will target rumors because at the end of the day, the electoral body, which is INEC, they didn't make any statement. Even the issues of ballot snatching and pulling unit not opening on time, maybe if there was even extension of closing of pulling unit, INEC didn't really make any statement on that. They were all waiting for the returning officer at least to come so they can start collation. Okay. If not, if as election was going, INEC should be briefing the press. INEC should be giving out press release. But we didn't see such until when collation started by 2 a.m., which was on Sunday morning. So that was when we, those returning officer, they're the one that was complaining, maybe election did not hold here, they have issue in this other polling, so this one was cancelled. So that was what we only saw what played that. If not, election is ongoing, INEC should be addressing the press, because the IGP that was sent, which is Frank, was also doing the same thing. He was also parading the state, at least to check how the election is going.
Okay. All right. And also, maybe tell us, in the build-up to this election, we heard that there were rumors that the media space was suppressed in the build-up to this election. Can you confirm that?
Well, I've worked in Imo State, but currently I work in Abia State. Before the election started, I went to Abia State after the presidential election. Before the election started, because, you know, campaign started last year. And to me, there was no awareness on this Guba election. The awareness was very poor. The media campaign and everything was very, very poor. You understand? I think we feel that maybe since he's a sitting governor, and then he feel that maybe he's going to win his election. So they didn't really carry the media along in terms of awareness, going on radio, doing publication, maybe putting their jingles out there, or even INEC, at least creating campaign and all that. Even PVC itself. I don't know if people even take their PVC before this election started. So I think the issue of awareness was not really created during this November election that held in Imo State. I think it's just only the party's faithfuls that are just aware that election is holding in the state.
But in looking at what you observed, how would you rate INEC? How would you rate the security agencies? How would you rate the politicians, their conduct during the off-cycle election?
INEC, on their own part, we need more improvement from them. I know that this election, we didn't really complain about beavers. People didn't complain about the beavers machine rejecting them, because when I covered the Anambra election, I saw it with my clear eye. Beavers rejected somebody more than 9 times. Where the person was checking, but we didn't experience that during this election. Okay. What I'm going to do on their own part is, at least the material should arrive on time. I don't know why then people will sleep at the collation center. Then going to the polling unit is a problem. Even the I went to a collation center before the election started. Some group of adult staff, we are complaining. If it doesn't give us security, we can't go anywhere. We need security for we to go. Mm. You understand? I like need to do all this plan together. We know them with the NURT. Yes, okay. You need vehicle mobilization. Mm. But this thing needs to be in place. If you know you're starting your voting by 8:30, okay. People sleep at the collation center. Why not you attach them to a security personnel? Mm. I think they should get their biases, or they should leave the place by 5 and 6 o'clock. Okay. I don't know why somebody will still be at the collation center by 8. Mm. And you expect voting to start by what time? And you're not pushing the blame to the people. Mm. Because by right, this election from places holding the rural areas, that at least when somebody see INEC present in a location, they can go and do their tank prayer. Oh, they have come out and vote.
Okay.
I think this is what we call the local communication. Mm. Now, on the aspect of security, they did their best.
Okay.
They did their best. There was a lot of patrol team, okay. And not just you seeing a police team. Mm. You have seen a police and a military van on that spot.
Okay.
And you also seen a patrol team with a military van also. So the security present on its own, they did a great job.
They did a great job.
Every collection center have present of army. And because if you heard what's happened in Abia State election, we have some hoodlums invaded collection center before the result was taken to the INEC office.
Mm.
So we did this such in this Imo election, because those collection center security present, they were there. They did a good job, because people didn't really complain. But we are pushing the complaint is one now. Election is coming. Yes, you politicians, you need me. I need you. You throw your campaign. You do your awareness. I don't know why somebody you are contesting for something. Because even if you meet INEC, INEC will still push the blame to the stakeholders that they have done their own part. Then they did not do their own part. Mm. Because the election is all about you creating awareness.
Okay.
And then we don't know how far the orientation agency is. They also create awareness. So this is all played out in the Imo State election.
All right, Kingsley, my final question to you. Did you witness some sort of vote buying?
I did not. I only heard from the Afghan candidate where he was alleging that they are doing vote buying in his own polling unit. Maybe accusing his uncle of doing vote buying because he was a stakeholder in APC.
Okay.
So after voting, he left the place. After addressing the press once, he just left.
Okay. Anyway, thank you so much, Kingsley Onwuka. Kingsley Onwuka actually covered the off-cycle election in Imo State. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for calling. Appreciate you. All right, then. It's still the platform. We're back right here in Abeokuta. Remember, I have Honorable Fatoke right here in the studio. We also have our very own stars also right here. So, Honorable Fatoke, you were talking about it. Your own observation from what you watched on television, what you heard, the comments here and there. I want you to land on your thoughts before I go with those stars.
Well, thank you. Generally, I feel pained that Nigerians were yet to learn from the past experiences.
Okay.
And as a matter of fact, we are not even the political class and the followership, the citizens, we are not prepared to make a positive change to the system.
Okay.
When you look at the issue of vote buying, I can tell you categorically that almost all the political parties make budget for such vote buying.
So nobody's innocent?
Nobody. That is the truth. The quantum, the value of the fund available is now...
Okay, it's what differs.
It's what the difference.
Mm.
So the question is, why must you influence people to vote for you? The best way to, I think, to influence electorates is to have good programs.
Mm.
If you are a city government, what have been your performance?
Mm.
If you are just coming up, what are your programs?
Mm.
And how do you intend to go about it? Your manifesto, your programs.
Okay.
You see? But in this part of the nation, it is unfortunate that citizens are being impoverished so that for them not to have their conscience.
So weaponization of poverty is something, is a deliberate
poverty
thing.
And it's not, okay, how can you imagine an educated elite, working class for that matter, also interested in taking 20,000, 10,000 before voting. It is worrisome. All right. So, and that is what I said. So, when I have engagement with some people, people that can, you cannot even think they would think though so low, they will tell you, "Don't we know where the election is swinging to? Let us take whatever you want to take, whatever decision let the INEC do it." And I can say it from experience that in terms of election, conducting election, okay, the activities of INEC, election is counting now. You know, if you go out and vote, your vote is counting.
Looking at what played out in the February 25 elections and
even this past one,
even this off-cycle election.
Now, where you have manipulation, where if any other party or individual decide to rig election, that person must have maybe about 40-45% support in that environment. If people have made up their mind, they're not going to vote for you.
No matter how much you rig.
Bring out. But PDP brought out a lot of fund in the 2019 election. But still, PDP lost out. The presidency, was taken over by APC.
Okay. All right. So, Ustaz, let's come to you. What was your observation? The off-cycle election. Talk about Bayelsa, Imo State, Kogi, you know, all sorts of, comments here and there, flying allegations upon allegations and counter-allegations.
I'll build on one on what Toki said. Like I told you, he's a practitioner. Yes. Some of us are from outside the stadium watching what is happening, but he has the experience. And he has said it all. Nothing really changed. What I think we improved in is that politicians got smarter in knowing how to, you know, puncture whatever INEC planned. We got smarter in puncturing whatever the INEC security officers, planned. They got smarter in their act. That's what I think played out. We saw more money, being used according to people on the field.
Yes.
We saw more money being used. So the same thing played out all over again. What I will want to quickly sound a note of warning to our people, generally Nigerians as a whole, is that I don't think we should pour umbrage or criticize INEC too deeply. To me, INEC has no issue. When you talk of INEC, INEC is a name. People made them up. And the people that made them up are Nigerians. And even in this election, I have not seen anything INEC has done untowards. Apart from the blame going around that there was no uploading of the election real time.
Yeah, on IREV.
On IREV, INEC promised. Apart from that, I don't think they've done wrongly. Whatever it is has happened, it's politicians that eventually came out to show that they equally are planning. And like I said this morning, and I've said it before, Chinua Achebe wrote in his book, he said the board, Colin Wake, said, since men has known how to shoot without missing, he too has learned to fly without perching.
Without perching.
And that's what played out in all the three elections that we have seen. The desperation, the I must get there by force attitude, all played out. Technology did not fail us. It come up to enhance, give premium to the election. Beavers is doing what we asked it to do. It has been programmed to do a job. Beavers is doing it. And that's the truth. But politicians are doing everything they can to ensure they render Beavers useless. That's my view of the whole thing. So for anything to change, like he has equally said, it takes Nigerians to ensure that this thing needs to work. We can't keep on blaming INEC or the police. Do you know how many number of policemen they deploy to this state?
About 25,000.
30,000. Are we fighting war? Apart from the military, apart from DSS,
civil
apart from
defense,
the civil defense.
All.
You understand? The road safety, all of them that they deploy there. So you can understand. We're not fighting a war. But that is to show the level and the depth of desperation of our people, political class.
The political class.
And that's what played out. The issue of an agent being beaten.
We're still going to get to that.
Okay.
We'll get to that. We need to go on this quick break, okay? And when we're back, we still have more to talk about. Don't touch that radio.
Àgbà ilé iṣẹ́ méjìlél o tí wọ́n gbé ìdánilẹ́kọ̀ọ́ lọ́jọ́ kan kalẹ̀ láti ṣe gbogbo wa láǹfààní. Ilé iṣẹ́ First January Agro Investment Limited pẹ̀lú àtìlẹyìn àgbáríjọ ẹgbẹ́ àwọn àgbẹ̀ tá a mọ̀ sí Fepten Farmers Association ni wọ́n ṣe àgbékalẹ̀ ìdánilẹ́kọ̀ọ́ lọ́jọ́ kan léyìí tí yóò ṣe àyè sílẹ̀ fún gbogbo ènìyàn láti di àgbẹ̀ olóhun ọ̀sìn tàbí olóhun ọ̀gbìn tí yóò máa pawó lọ́pọ̀ yanturu láì ṣe wàhálà. Ibi ìdánilẹ́kọ̀ọ́ yìí ni àwọn akọ́ṣẹ́mọṣẹ́ onímọ̀ ìjìnlẹ̀ nípa iṣẹ́ àgbẹ̀ yóò ti máa kọ́ wa ní àwọn ọ̀nà tí a ó gbà láti di olówó nípasẹ̀ iṣẹ́ àgbẹ̀. Ẹ wá gbọ́ o, ọ̀fẹ́ ni ìdánilẹ́kọ̀ọ́ yìí pẹ̀lú ìdánilẹ́kọ̀ọ́ lọ́jọ́ kan yìí. Àwọn ọ̀nà tí owó pamọ́ sí nídìí iṣẹ́ àgbẹ̀ náà máa ṣí sílẹ̀ fún mi àti yín ní pẹrẹwu. Ọjọ́ 18 oṣù kọkànlá November 18 ni ìdánilẹ́kọ̀ọ́ yìí máa wáyé o. Bẹ̀rẹ̀ láago mẹ́wàá àárọ̀, ìyẹn ni Grand Building Ibidun House, Mo Junction, Abiola Way, Abeokuta. Fún ìbéèrè 091 64 84 7229. Ọjọ́ Sátidé ọ̀sẹ̀ yìí ni ìdánilẹ́kọ̀ọ́ yìí o.
Gbogbo wa la ní àwọn kóòdù tá a fi ń ṣe déédéé. Kóòdù ọ̀rẹ́, kóòdù ẹgbẹ́, àti kóòdù ayanfẹ́. Kóòdù GLOW ti wà lóde báyìí o. Pẹ̀lú kóòdù GLOW, ẹ ó ní àǹfààní sí àwọn àṣàyàn GLOW pẹ̀lú ìrọ̀rùn láti bá àwọn aṣojú oníbàárà GLOW sọ̀rọ̀ lẹ́sẹ̀kẹsẹ̀. Ẹ̀tẹ́ 300 láti yan airtime tàbí data. Ẹ̀tẹ́ kóòdù *303# láti ṣe àyẹ̀wò airtime lórí GLOW. Ẹ̀tẹ́ *310# ṣùgbọ́n láti ṣe àyẹ̀wò data. Ẹ̀tẹ́ *323# fífi recharge card sínú fóònù. Ẹ̀tẹ́ *311* recharge card pin# láti wọlé sí ètò data GLOW. Ẹ̀tẹ́ *312# láti pín data pẹ̀lú ẹlòmíràn. *321# èyí tó wá dára jù ń bẹ̀ ni pé tẹ bá fẹ́ rántí kóòdù èyíkéyìí, Ẹ̀tẹ́ *301# lẹ́sẹ̀kẹsẹ̀, ẹ ó ní àǹfààní láti rí àṣàyàn àwọn kóòdù GLOW. Ẹ káàbọ̀ sórí ètò kóòdù GLOW.
Now, you're welcome back on radio. It's still the platform right here on Fresh 107.9 FM. I'm Bill Kutam. My name is Binga Oreshegun, the man you just have to love. I have Honorable Fatake right here in the studio. We also have our own Ustaz. All right, so still talking about the election. Honorable, do you think INEC has, with the conduct of the election, do you think INEC has actually, has INEC been able to prove to Nigerians of improvement in our election process, looking at the conduct of the off-cycle elections?
When you're talking of improvement, I would say not seriously.
Okay,
the fact is, if I want to give it to them their performance, I will give them like 70-75%. So it does not imply that they are not doing their best.
Okay,
but their best is not yet,
is not enough.
They're enough. That's neat. The Nigerians are clamoring for automatic transmission of results right from the polling center
to the INEC server.
So that is achievable, all right? And more importantly, when the INEC chairman himself promised that he would do that in the February election, and that didn't happen. But nobody can challenge them in court. If you challenge them, you can't win because it is not entrenched in the electoral law. But having said that, it is expected that the National Assembly should amend that
Electoral Act
to enforce the automatic transmission of results. That will reduce the toggery, extraction of equipment. That will reduce. It will even assist the security agencies, because a lot of burden is being put on the neck of the security agencies.
Okay.
You know, it's like there are more jobs for them now, but there's need to lessen that job, to lessen the insecurity that we are having as regards the conducting of election. So that's my view.
All right, Ustaz. Can we say that, looking at the off-cycle election, can we say that our electoral system is improving or not?
I would say it is improving. It depends on what
you mean. Yeah, you give me your reasons.
And because when I look at it, I'm not looking at INEC. I'm not looking at the security. I'm looking at everybody. All those that have a role to play, the media inclusive. Politicians inclusive, but the key actors are the politicians, and everybody is improving. That's the truth. Politicians who are improving in their, you know, typical way of wanting to ensure that everything works for them. So everybody is improving, but positively speaking, INEC is doing everything it could do to ensure credibility for elections. And if you ask me, and I think I want to stay with the rating of honorable regarding their performance. Because when you look at it over time, those of us have witnessed many elections in Nigeria, we will tell you that a lot has happened to our electoral bodies that we can be proud of. And I'm honest about that. The issue of upload electronic transmission of results became a big issue. I think INEC wanted it, but the assembly said no. And they gave their reasons. And I think they are right. They said they are scared of, you know, network. And our people from the north were really, really hard on INEC on the issue of electronic transmission of results. That how do you want to do it in those villages out there? And that's what is laying out. So, but INEC really wanted it because it was in the act. But the assembly said no. And I think I want to support that. If we want the election to be transparent, and that's why we wanted or we feel it should be real-time uploading of results. I think the fact that every party has been given the opportunity of an eye at the polling unit is enough transparency. Every party has been given the opportunity for their agent to countersign. Or, I won't sign because I disagree with this. I think it's transparent enough. And I'm honest about this. Though, I know Onofateku will be smiling because we all know that it's going to be difficult for some parties to be able to provide, agents at every polling unit. Looking at the fact that they have to be given money, and, you know, that's a challenge. But I feel that with that opportunity that is there, it's enough. We can, in the future, you know, upgrade our election processes to a level where Honorable Fatoki said, where it will be entrenched in our law that result must be electronically uploaded. But for now, I am thinking, looking at our technological capability in terms of network and etc.
Yes.
I would think, let us leave it like that. Let them upload, but let it not have anything to do with result.
But in Kogi State, there were reports of pre-filled result sheets.
By who?
In Kogi State.
By
but who? They did not talk about the party.
Mm-mm, not the party.
Okay.
Left the party. By who?
They said this political, the result sheet was found by some, you know, found on some persons. Okay. And they had already filled those results, even before the election even started in some
I think the police must have done that.
The police?
What are you saying? Yes, they must have filled the results.
No, that's what I'm now asking. Like, who do we blame here? Is it the security agencies?
Yes, you see,
or is it INEC?
When there are allegations that cannot be substantiated, then it should not be reckoned with. that are claimed. For example, from the PDP governorship candidate, Milayi, that electoral that forms have been filled,
yes.
results have been like prepared, you know. It needs to substantiate that. That's need for proof, evidence. You know, it is only the law enforcement agency that can ascertain that. And so when now look at he claimed that one individual was caught with
$1 million.
$1 million.
Yes.
I think one of
copper.
The copper. But I caught
ad hoc for staff.
I staff, you know. If that one is possible and that person cannot prove the source of that fund, it is another issue. So generally in the conduct of election, like I mentioned, when you want to compare what happened in February and the present conduct, I said that is almost the same, no improvement. But that is not to say that INEC is not doing their best. And that is what I said, between 70-75%, I will give them. All right? But there's room for
improvement.
Then, but the position of my friend as regard the reality in transmitting the result automatically.
Okay, real time.
It is achievable, even now. Now, if you remember, even this... there was a time, card reader, when we use card reader.
Okay, card readers, okay.
There was provision of generator at every polling booth. Right? Then, when you're talking of getting substantial result, we should be mindful of the participation. If people have confidence that this my vote is is counting, they will come out and vote. If the electorate is assured that the security of lives is guaranteed, they will come out and vote. Now, when you have people coming out, and you can't have 100% of the registered electorates participating.
Like a voter turnout.
Right? We're talking of the participation to improve. And the only way it can improve is to instill that confidence in the generalities of the people. So it is achievable.
I do. Honorable, I agree that we could make an attempt at doing it.
Okay.
But we need to... I need to let people understand what I mean. Our listeners, I want you to understand one thing. Having your result or your vote to count through technology, it's in two categories. The first one is, as you are thumbprinting or you are using whatever it is that you want to use in casting your vote, in that wise, it might not be the paper ballot. It might be, you know, a machine, a pump top or whatever, like that Beavers. You just get there and you choose, make your choice.
Okay.
And as you're making your choice, it is going to a database that is counting.
Okay.
In other words, in that polling unit, at every point in time, when a person comes out to vote, one of the party has its number increasing. Party AAA, party XYZ, you know. That means that person is voting for this person. That's a level of it. The other level of it is having what we have now, you know, semi-automatic. Somebody comes in, votes using the ballot paper. And as soon as the ballot paper is used, and when you finish, we see the number of votes, the number of voters that are accredited, like Beavers is doing.
Okay.
And as soon as you count, you are able to upload the result that is counted. In that wise, the voting itself is not electronical. It is still, you know,
the conventional.
Yes. You have thumbprints on your ballot paper, the paper you are using. But the result, when it is counted, is uploaded.
It is uploaded.
That, to me, is possible. And I'm not saying no. But I'm only saying we need to be careful in entrenching it in our law, given our technological situation. I have been to the north. I'm from another part of this country. I know what it means to get network in some part of Nigeria. I know what I'm talking about. So if you now want to base it on that and looking at what is possible regarding what people can do to attack the database, to inflate figure, even in America, it happened. The first nation of Trump, eventually we discovered that...
Okay, they hacked and all.
It was hacked. Mm. So that's why I'm saying I will still believe in this conservative way. Let them count it. Let all the agents witness that it is encountered and then record it. They sign. People in the polling unit have a copy that is pasted.
Mm-hmm.
Like I told you, in February, the election result of the presidency and the House of Assembly, I think, National House of Assembly, were pasted. And I snapped it, have it on my phone. I don't know they are getting it. When it comes to gubernatorial, the same thing happened. So we all know that at our unit, this is what Party So and So scored. I would still want that than wanting to entrench
it in our laws.
And becomes another challenge for us. And then they get to the court of law, politicians and lawyers will start. That's what I'm saying. Let's be safe a bit for now. Maybe in the next election cycle, we might have seen a lot of improvement that makes us, okay, I think we can do that now. But I believe that this system should still be upheld.
Well, according to the Punch newspaper, the People's Democratic Party and the Labour Party on Sunday, you know, they cried foul as Governor Hope Uzodinma, who's the candidate of the All Progressives Congress, you know, was declared winner of Saturday's governorship polls in Imo State by INEC. Now, the electoral body affirmed that Governor Hope Uzodinma's re-election, having won in all 27 local government areas of the state. According to the reports, they said the governor clinched a second term in office after scoring a total of 540,008 votes. In Kogi State, the candidate of the APC, Usman Ododo, was declared winner of the election with 446,237 votes. Now, announcing the results late yesterday evening, the state returning officer, Professor Johnson Rama, said Ododo was closely followed by the Social Democratic Party candidate, Mori Ajaka, who scored 259,052 votes. Dino Melai of the PDP garnered 46,362 votes. Leke Bejide of the African Democratic Party, 21,891. And Adejo Okeme of the Labour Party scored 567. But I want to talk about the SDP candidate in Kogi State, Mori Ajaka, who scored 259,052 votes. He has alleged that the election in Kogi State was a sham and he will not waste his time to go to the court. When you heard this story, what were your thoughts?
The truth of the matter is, in the first instance, I have to be honest, its result shocked me. I wasn't expecting that from SDP. But like I said...
Well, yeah, meaning that you thought you would have scored lower or more than...
I'm looking at the party and even the personality. But like I said, when it comes to politicking, me, I am naive. Honorable is an expert in that.
Okay.
He might be able to say, okay, look, he didn't shock people like us, but me, it shocked me. I came up like that. But I'm thinking two things played out. Number one, PDP in that state didn't have enough money to prosecute that election. My understanding of it.
Okay.
Dino Melai didn't get no money to prosecute that election. And number two, Natasha's influence, you know, came out to play a huge role. And if Natasha is not working with Dino Melai, Natasha is an arch enemy of Yaya Bello in APC. And Labour is not just anywhere to be found. I'm thinking the SDP man would take the chunk of a followership, which I think played out for him. So,
which is possible in politics.
Yes. But for him now to say, look, I'm not wasting my time in the court of law. Maybe he realizes that he doesn't have enough evidences that he wants to go and, you know,
to
challenge. Because if you know you want to allege, reason to prove.
Exactly.
I don't want to see like it's an indictment on our justice system. No, I don't want to interpret like that. I want to interpret it from the point of view of he doesn't have enough facts that he will take to the court of law.
Mm.
He cannot prove it, mm. and he feels going there will be a waste of time. My thinking, anyway.
Mm. All right, we'll go on this quick break, and when we're back, I'm going to be throwing the same the question to you concerning the statement from the SDP candidate Mori Ajakan. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
We are all gathered here today to witness the joining of all 32 of you in blissful matrimony to Glo MiFi and Router. Do you, Wi-Fi enabled devices, take this Glo MiFi and Router as your lawful data plug?
Yes, we do!
Do you, Glo MiFi and Router, promise to be there in good times and in sakpa?
Yes, we do!
Now you may stay connected.
Enjoy a connected life with Glo MiFi and Router. Get 60 gigabytes data bonus when you buy a Glo MiFi and 180 gigabytes data bonus when you buy a Glo Router. And connect up to 32 Wi-Fi enabled devices. Available at Glo World Shops nationwide. Glo Unlimited.
Arakunrin ati arabirin wa can now travel first today. It's a jarin ajo to tobi ju ninu odun tutu de o su gbogbo ala irin ajo re sita pelu akanse ilana irin ajo oko ofurufu ile itura iwe iwolu ati akanse ilana simi ninu gbogbo osu kokonla gba aye ti re kale loni lori wakanow.com. download wakanow app lati janfani awon akanse ilana olowo popu tabi ko lo si eka ile ise wa ni office HMO ladojuko OOPL opopona MKO Abiola Abeokuta ojojumo la o ma tu akanse ilana sita nitorina kan si wa lori Instagram ati Facebook at wakanow.com. su gbogbo ala irin ajo re sita pelu wakanow kilo drode oya se ka lo.
And we're back on radio. If remember, you can be a part of this conversation. The numbers to call: 0815-432-1079, 0815-432-1079, or 0818-111-1079. Who's going to be our first caller? Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Miguel.
Yeah, good morning to you.
Yeah, man, you're last one calling from
the. All right, let's talk.
Yeah. I want to greet the guest, that and the other guest.
Yes.
And I want to appreciate one of your cover that called the other guy.
Yes.
Now, I at all times celebrate submission of results. He used to speak my mind on every issue. Let's look at the issue of IRS. Our politicians are very smart. They can hack IMEX server. So I will not even support the uploading of itself. If we expose IMEX quota to the hacking of the politicians. Every party agent, the political party, they have their agent at the polling unit. They have a copy of their report at the polling unit. So if what is being uploaded at the, on the IMEX is different from what they have, they can challenge it at the court. So if free time, uploading of results on IRM, we expose IRM to happen. I think they suspend it on the election of police manually. Yeah. Okay. And for political party, let's examine it. Even the loser, for a candidate that cannot even gather 1,000 votes, he will be crying where there's none. I'm not saying that the party that win, they are not engaged in any form of malpractice. That's not to say that. But nevertheless, I've also witnessed how people used to buy votes. When they sell food to you, you want to buy your food.
All right.
Much as you are not paying money for it.
Okay.
You can collect money and pay. I'm not even encouraging vote buying. But you can collect the money and vote for party of your choice.
All right, thank
so
you.
So people that need to buy votes, that need to sell votes, their votes, they normally being guided at times by who they are supporting.
All right,
thank you. Collect the money and vote for party candidate of your choice.
Thank you.
And at the same time, even go to the IRS leader.
All right, Larry, thank you.
By putting money, you know the mayor is not the candidate that can compete with others in the COVID. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you very much. Appreciate you. The statement from Muri Ajaka in Kogi State saying that he will not bother going to look. He will not bother, you know, taking this matter to the court, except maybe his political party want to, but he's not going to waste his time in the court. Is this an indictment on the judiciary here? He said he won't go to the court.
He wouldn't go to the court for personal reasons. For example, if he's very sure, if he's not sure of facts that there was manipulation.
He called it a waste of time if he goes to the court.
Yes. What I'm saying now, if you want to go to court, you want to go to court to challenge the result of the election.
Okay.
And you must have your data, your proof laid on the table at the court. But if you don't have it, then what do you want to go and do in the court?
No, because most times of the time, when we hear things go to the court, election petitions go into the court, it's all about justice and technicality. But most of the time, technicality, you know, weighs more than justice here.
If you look at, for example, the presidential tribunal that just concluded, how on earth do you expect that a judge will rule in support that Abuja, because the vote of Abuja is so important than the vote of other states, because of the same 25% of the 36 states, and it's just grammar. The simple way to have said it is 25% of votes in 37 states. But of course, we don't have 37 states.
True.
There's nothing special about Abuja that you must have Abuja. If you have 25% in a two-third majority of the 36, plus that Abuja, you are now saying, because I don't have Abuja, I cannot be declared winner. So politicians will know the truth in most cases, but we just feel
to waste the time of the court.
That is what the court said. Hmm. The judge said that you are just wasting the time of the court, that you must pay penalty. They were fined. All the Labour Party, the PDP people were fined. All right. So what I'm saying is, Nigeria should learn from this.
Okay.
Frivolous. My presentation, right, just going to court, should stop.
All right, let's pick up the call. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Yeah, good morning to you.
Alhaji Emito Oguna is my name.
All right, Alhaji, let's talk.
I'm calling.
Let's talk.
Okay, I'm calling. Okay, but I'm alone. This country belongs to all of us.
True.
We have been identifying, as you said, we are improving, but we need more structures. Let us see that there's nothing bad in electronics, something that. Even the last February election, the INEC normal promised us that even if there's no service in that area, when they reach the service area, they can upload. So please, what to move something forward? Let be full electronic. That's not the issue.
Let us be full electronic. All right, then. Thank you very much. Appreciate you. All right, so. I want to ask
comment on that.
Yes.
The 100% electronic transmission might not be necessary now. But I still want to insist that electronic transmission of the prepared result is achievable.
Is achievable.
Now, you vote on your ballot papers, counting is made, result uploaded into the Beavers. Then from there, it can be transmitted. What would that save? It will prevent. There are cases where results have already been uploaded. The Beavers, the papers, burnt. How do you want to explain it?
Even to support him, except you have a caller.
No.
To support him, the electoral, INEC electoral guideline, you know, section 55 downwards. Said that much for each of the coalition officers at each of the level, that where they have issue,
a discrepancy,
they should refer to the electronically uploaded result, the law equally said that.
Now, and, talking about that, let's go back to Imo State, because this was the same issue that was being, you know, raised at the time, because I was awake around 3 a.m. trying to watch it. You know, like, they were talking about this, and some agents of a particular political party, they were saying that no, you need, they were complaining about the issue. Then some agents, you know, beat another agent up right in the eyes of the whole world because the cameras were rolling. And the police, the security agents, they were there looking at it. You know, the assault.
Because I want honorable
How did that make you feel as an Nigerian?
If you allow me to comment on that.
Yes.
How did that make you
feel? When you look at that scenario.
Yes.
It was not INEC against that agent. It was not a particular political party against that agent.
Okay.
And not the law enforcement agents
against
that agent. Now, in Imo State, I think there was a 13 or 14 candidates that participated in that election. And each political party is expected to have
one agent.
All right? So one individual cannot just feel it can create unnecessary sin.
Okay.
All right? If you look at the details there, I mean, definitely that person want to disrupt the system. And they say, no, you cannot do this. It is the other agents that are even moving in or out. Go out.
In support to what you have just said, you see, when I watched that video,
yes,
I brought out the Electoral Act. I'm not a lawyer. And I went through it to see whether he was right with his submission.
He talked about the IREP did not even record. He talked about OSU local government.
I am coming. You know? He made a point. I'm not saying what he said was wrong.
Okay.
But the law did not say that the coalition officer must listen to him or must stop the coalition. What the law says is, okay, let him make his observation and let him put his observation in the report, to write it.
He was calling for a 7-day review.
You said what?
He was calling for a 7-day review, that INEC should review it right from the local level, from the ward level to...
He can't direct the affair or give the dictates to the INEC.
Yes.
He doesn't have that power.
That's what I said. I looked at the law and I realized that he was not having the local standee for what he was doing. So he was, in other words, constituting himself into a nuisance. Whatever reasons.
Okay, I think it's a fine place for us to leave it. But anyway, thank you so much, Honorable Fatake, for coming into the studio. My first time of meeting you. So nice to meet you. Ustaz, thank you so much for coming around as well.
It's a pleasure.
Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Appreciate you. But we'll keep improving. Okay, our electoral system really needs to improve. And because the question now is, you know, I asked this question, I think I asked you, I also asked Saidi as well, that will INEC be able to redeem its image in court? And if, looking at what played out in the February 25 and the governorship elections, many Nigerians will feel like, oh, INEC didn't do what they said they would do. And I asked the question again today, that do you think the trust of Nigerians will be, you know, better strengthened when it comes to elections in Nigeria?
Let us register INEC as a telco. When they become a telco, they could not tell us there is no signal.
But anyway, thank you so much for coming. We'll be back again on Wednesday by the special grace of God. My name is Binga Oreshegun. I'm the man you just have to love. Have a beautiful Monday and enjoy your day.
Broadcasting around the world. This is Fresh 107.9. From the Rock City of Nigeria. Rock City of Nigeria. This is Fresh 107.9.
Download the Fresh FM app on your Android phone, tablet to listen to Fresh FM
anywhere in the world.
To download, go to Google Play Store and App Store. Search for Fresh FM Nigeria. Select the icon, tap, and install for free.